Will future industrial development of the Arctic benefit Alaska natives who now suffer the highest gas and electric power prices in the state? Arctic Imperative Summit organizers say yes, but some Alaska Native leaders who have been on the forefront of the battle to preserve Native culture are taking a more cautious approach. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Saturday's session of the Arctic Imperative Summit in Anchorage saw a panel of state and Alaska officials outlining available resources on state and Alaska Native lands. And the list is impressive. Conventional oil and gas, certainly, but strategic and critical minerals, shale gas, gold, even water, according to Alaska Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan. Sullivan says Alaska has 40% of the fresh water in the United States.
And people are starting to notice. DNR granted its first export license to a company looking to export water to Asia. And we think that that could be a trend and an investment opportunity with huge upside for Alaska and countries that need our fresh water.
Alice Rogoff, the organizer and one-woman power source fueling the summit, says it's all about taking the long view.
If you were to come back in 100 years and look down on the state of the Northern Hemisphere, you would see the center of economic activity in Alaska shifted to the west, as happened in the U.S. when the U.S. was first developed. The economic power was all along the Atlantic seaboard. I think that power moves to seacoast as seaborne transportation becomes dominant.
But Alaska Native leaders may not be as quick to see resources as marketable commodities. North Slope Borough Mayor Charlotte Brower says experience has been a good teacher.
Even before Prudhoe Bay, we were part of the process that accompanies energy development in the Arctic. We remember when the Wildcatters and the federal government explored the area that became the NPRA. Scars from that exploration remains. The land at heart of Alaska's economy is home of our people. As development has occurred in our homeland, we have watched. We have participated. We have helped. We have learned. And we have been changed, much of which has been to the good.
Brower and her husband are whalers. They have a crew of 19. She knows how important it is to make sure that Alaska Native hunting traditions are not compromised. She says Alaska Natives expect to have a seat at the table when it comes to planning, a fair share of any revenues from development, and more, an Alaska Native representative at every U.S. government negotiating team. Brower said Alaska Natives have organized to protect themselves.
Our elders engaged with those who had competing interests, and they and we adapted. To cope, we fought to create the North Slope Borough, Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, and many other organizations, programs, and corporations that now protect and sustain our people. Adapting is not a threat to our culture. It is what we have done to protect it.
Brower told summit attendees on Sunday that the North Slope Borough has entered into a memorandum of agreement with the State Department of Natural Resources. It's a first step in enabling the state and the borough to work together in permitting oil and gas development on the North Slope. I'm Ellen Lockyer.